through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Kia ora, Tim.
Kia ora, BFM whānau. How are we?
Good, how are you going? Hey, happy birthday.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
A bit of a weird one, having a birthday in lockdown, but I hope you managed to do some fun things nonetheless.
Yeah. Luckily, I've got some fun things at home before people stop being able to go and get fun things. You know what I mean?
Nice.
Excellent.
You've got some nice things planned then.
Yes.
Good.
You should say that.
Okay.
Tim, on that slightly ambiguous note, what are we talking about this morning?
You can read into it whatever you want, and I hope you at home do. Well, as you guys might have heard, the election date's been moved to October 17th. And I just wanted to draw quickly on something that I talked about in Media Bat in June. Can you even remember back then?
I can't really remember any significant event between now and May.
I just
remember everything as one continuous train of situations.
I was just thinking, we haven't been through June yet, have we?
I know it's super cliche, but just my perception of time right now,
it's whack.
So off.
Yeah. Apparently there's a scientific reason for that. Something I saw some headline the other day and I was like, I'll read that later, and didn't read it later.
Classic millennial. Well, yeah, so obviously for very sensible reasons, Jacinda Ardern, as this was her decision alone to make, has decided to move the election date to October 17 to accommodate basically a bit more politicking that can be done and decision-making because of COVID and lockdown and everything. This has drawn the support of pretty much all the parties, but the sort of media-ish angle to this is just a reminder that in June there was a letter signed by a whole lot of smaller parties, Social Credit, the Māori Party, New Conservatives, Outdoors Party, Aotearoa, Legalised Cannabis, decrying the split from the Electoral Commission of advertising funding from the smaller parties and how insanely unfair it is. And this move of the election date does seem to disproportionately disadvantage smaller parties who, by and large, would have tapped out a lot of their advertising spend, and the rules around those sorts of budgets are really strict in New Zealand. So, yeah, just to say that this was probably the right thing to do, but also it is a bit of a thorn in the side of some of the smaller parties who have got their advertising budgets all soaked up now.
You do also have the thing of people who are quite low down on the list, or who it might be their first time running, and they don't necessarily have a big amount of money behind them or necessarily a professional support unit behind them. It's oftentimes somebody and their friends or their family or their colleagues working on their campaign. So it becomes quite you sort of do see those inequities between the big parties and the long-standing political players and the newbies and the small ones.
Totally. I mean, let's look at Auckland Central, for example, because that's probably the biggest BFM listenership, I would think. So Emma Mallow just got selected as the national candidate, and this has got a media angle as well because of Mervgate, which only happened a week ago, which blows my mind.
Oh my god, time!
Those who missed this little episode, a guy called Roger Bridge, who's a long-serving National Party board member, had to tender his resignation after it got found out that he was calling talkback radio stations in character as a guy called Merv, complaining about his own party's candidate selection process.
It's not really funny, but it does sound a bit ridiculous on paper.
It absolutely was. It was insane. It's so weird. So in Auckland Central, Nikki Kaye is still the serving MP right now. She has decided not to run again after the blow-up with Michelle Bogue and the COVID list and all of that stuff. So National had to select someone else to run in the electorate in a bit of a hurry. There was quite a scandal that ensued because their selected candidate for Manurewa was rumoured to switch into Auckland Central to run in that electorate instead. And this is what, you can't see, I'm doing air quotes, Merv, quote unquote, was calling into the radio to complain about, despite the fact that he is a serving board member, or
Blimey.
Was, in the National Party.
It's always a strange thing when people in sort of a place of power do something that's kind of weird. you know?
I think it happens oftentimes, yeah. But when with something like this, you're kind of like, what went through your brain there? What what were you thinking? If someone finds out about that, you look like a bit of a numpty and a dick.
Exactly. And it blows my mind the presumption that you wouldn't get found out. Like, all some journalists did to find out is they played the recording of his voice to a couple of National Party people, and they were like, is this Roger Bridge? They're like, yeah, that definitely sounds like Roger Bridge to me.
Jeez.
Anyway, Emma Mallow has taken out the candidate selection process for National instead of Nuwanthi, I think her name is. I've only seen it written down. I haven't heard it pronounced, who is the National candidate standing in Manurewa. But she herself hired a QC lawyer after some vicious rumours got spread inside the party. By a couple of National people. So the whole thing's been super messy. But anyway, long story short, now Emma Mallow has been pretty hamstrung trying to do the standard politicking things like door knocking inside the electorate as well.
Quite hard to door knock in a lockdown.
Yeah, it is a little bit. But I guess that is the benefit of the election being postponed a little bit. So she'll have an opportunity to do those sorts of things.
Blimey.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Peter Williams got replaced by Paula Bennett on the wireless last week on Magic Talk.
Oh,
pretty
yeah.
Pretty scandal-free week. I didn't tune in. I was gonna, but then I didn't. So it sounds like she did pretty well, though, by all accounts, which does not surprise me at all.
She's got a good voice for radio, as we know from having chatted to her on the show in the past.
As a broadcaster, I think she gives the correct amount of a shit, which is like maybe 75% of a shit.
It's the technical standard to measure it by.
Exactly.
Well, it is a big old messy time out in the world at the moment, but good to know that we've got a little bit more time to understand what's going on in politics.
I just want to add one last thing to that. The name Merv, what a name to pick if you're trying to pretend to be someone.
Tess, you couldn't be more right. I mean, trying to infiltrate the youngest and most diverse electorate in the country and really speak to their voters, and the name you go with is Merv. Like, you're out of your goddamn
mind. How many Mervs can there be? I know one Merv, and it's a cat. That's
like
it.
A cat? Is it a good cat?
Yeah, lovely cat.
Oh, there you go.
10 out of 10 cat. Well, thank you very much for that, Tim. I do hope you have a lovely lockdown birthday, and we'll talk to you again next week. Are there any happening shows in the near future?
Yeah, dude, doing one this Friday. I'm spending a lot of time figuring out how to do stuff. And so if you haven't heard, I do this online streaming art show called Happening on Fridays. And if you want to see what it's all about and me struggle to get my hands around the technology, go to happeningshow.com.
Excellent. I can confirm it's a very good time to tune into. Well, we'll talk to you later. Have a good rest of your day. Thanks very much.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat. See ya.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.